More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Never let a crisis go to waste. That was the advice from the Obama administration about when crises happened in America. It is clearly the most important piece of advice for any Democrat in the country. How do I know this? Perfect example is Beto O'Rourke. He's running for office in Texas, and he decided less than 24 hours after the shooting took place that took the lives of many students and teachers, that it would be a good idea to crash the state's official press conference where they were giving updates on what happened. All right, but first, let me tell you real quick about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You've seen what's going on in the economy and the stock market and inflation. It's just ridiculous now what's going on. So the question is, are you diversified? Are you prepared to weather this storm? Well, do you have any investments in gold and silver, precious metals? Did you know that gold and silver is actually used as a hedge against inflation? It is to diversify you so that when there are terrible days and now weeks and months on Wall Street, that your assets are diversified so that they are not affected in such a negative way. If you are not invested in gold and silver, now is the time to look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call them and they will send you a free investor's guide so that you can see what you can do with your retirement, your 401k, your IRA with gold and silver. They're the company that I use and I trust. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. Also, quick reminder, please make sure you hit the share button, share a podcast, and hit that subscriber auto download button so you get this podcast every day for free. Now, Beto O'Rourke, he crashed Governor Abbott and his conference on this Texas school shooting. He did this clearly pre-planned to help boost his political campaign. The Texas gubernatorial Democratic hopeful, Robert Francis, they want you to think he's Hispanic, so they call him Beto, even though he went by Robert his entire life, decided it was a good idea to seize the opportunity to inject himself during Governor Greg Abbott's press conference the day after the shooting, covering the Robb Elementary mass shooting and giving an update on the health and well-being of those in the hospital. Beto decided to wait until the governor's remarks were complete before he stood in front of the stage to interrupt the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, giving his update on what was happening in the state. Patrick attempted to shut down the Democratic Party candidate for governor, saying, "Excuse me, you're out of line and an embarrassment. I would have probably said it differently." O'Rourke, though, knew that this was an opportunity to raise money. And he continued to talk over the lieutenant governor to address Governor Abbott, his opponent in the election. "You're doing nothing," the failed presidential and senatorial candidate said. Didn't matter, by the way, that he was totally out of line, because this is how you make waves. And this is how you get the psychos on the left to love you. You have people that are genuinely mourning the loss of their children right now. And you have people that are sitting in hospitals hoping that some of their loved ones who are in critical condition survive. Family and friends are watching this press conference, and you decide to make it political. Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin was most vocal in trying to shut down the interruption. You can understand why that mayor was so angry. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who beat Beto O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke, was also heard trying to make Beto understand, "What in the world are you doing?" Uvalde Mayor said he needs to get his AWS out of here. I can understand the anger from the mayor, because he's trying to give information to the citizens in his town. "Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium," he went on to say. "I can't believe you're a sick son of a blank," the mayor continued. "That would come at an event like this to make, who would come to an event like this to make it a political issue?" Law enforcement officers then moved around O'Rourke and attempted to move him out of the arena. But O'Rourke wasn't done trying to raise money for his campaign and raise his name recognition among the Democratic elite, hoping that they will finance his campaign the same way they did, with the overwhelming majority of donations coming from outside of Texas when he ran for Senate against Ted Cruz. O'Rourke walked partway out of the auditorium, then stopped, turned around, and attempted to again address the governor because the cameras were on him. And as Barack Obama's team said, never let a crisis go to waste. "It's on you." And clearly in a pre-prepared thought, O'Rourke said, pointing to Abbott, clearly trying to make that his campaign slogan. McLaughlin responded, "That's the mayor of Uvalde. It's on a-holes like you. Why don't you get out of here?" Obviously, the mayor exhausted, angry, and upset that they're there to give out information to people that genuinely need it. And yet here we are, with Beto O'Rourke and the Democrats turning it into a political spectacle to raise money for their campaigns. Police finally escorted O'Rourke from the room where he carried out an impromptu press conference. Obviously, all of this staged and pre-planned. The twice failed statewide candidate received the Democratic Party of Texas's nomination to face off against the Governor Abbott, who he was getting in the face of today. He has a long history of contradicting positions, by the way, on the Second Amendment as well as gun control. But before I get to any of that, let's just take a step back and understand what the Democratic Party is doing. Yesterday, you had a very interesting moment when Democrats on TV were looking back at this week's events. And what did they say? They said it's now the time to seize guns and to go after Americans. The day that it happened, you had Senator Murphy, who came out, and the White House, who immediately said it's time to seize your Second Amendment rights and guns. And they said that anybody that's against them is willing to stand with the murderers, trying to turn it into some sort of "I'm in favor of murderers if I don't agree with their logic." What guns do they want to ban? They didn't even know what guns were used in the shooting when they were already demanding certain guns be banned. They were, quote, waiting for an opportunity to go all in. Beto O'Rourke decided after watching the President of the United States of America with his political stunt the day of the shooting, watching the media and what they were doing, watching Senator Murphy, and apparently Beto O'Rourke decided, hey, this is a great idea, a great time to go out there and do a political stunt and do a press conference. As one person screamed, you're dancing on the body of the dead children to try to push your own political gain. This Texas gubernatorial candidate should face intense backlash. You don't crash the press conference from the state's top officials to promote your political ambitions when they're trying to get out valuable information to those that are desperately in need and want information about what just happened. You don't interrupt a press conference 24 hours after a mass shooting when local, city, state, and national individuals from the state are all there trying to take politics out of it to give hard information, news, and facts about what happened. You don't go in that moment and get in the face of your political opponent to try to make money for your campaign. Yet this is the Democratic Party. You have 19 children that have been murdered. You have two police officers are hurt. You have the shooter's own grandmother who's in critical condition from being shot from her own grandson. You've got the U.S. Border Patrol agents that rushed into the building and killed the suspect, two of them being hit. And the Uvalde mayor put it perfectly when he blasted O'Rourke, saying to his face, I can't believe that you're a sick son of a bee, that you would come to a deal like this to make a political issue. Luckily, at least some seem to be turned off as O'Rourke faced a lot of backlash immediately online for the stunt. Of course, he received simultaneous praise from the far left. Was Beto dancing on the dead bodies of children to try to move his political career forward? You better believe it. And he will be celebrated by the regime and the media for this because they have no decency. A radiologist tweeted out, so Beto is such a blank that he just hogged the limelight from 20 murder victims. Hell, even if you're a liberal, you should be blanked over this. Now the story, at least partially, will be about Beto instead of focus on what it should be about. What an absolute disgrace. It doesn't matter because Beto O'Rourke just raised money off of the 20 murder victims. This is the Democratic Party. This is what they believe in. And this is what they are all about.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruze, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You remember the guy, Eric Swalwell, who likes to sleep with Chinese spies? Yeah, remember his girlfriend was a Chinese spy spying on the U.S. government? He's still a congressman now. He couldn't even figure out who a spy was he was sleeping with, but he wants to tell you how to live your life. He was on MSNBC, and he decided it was a good idea to tell you, forget gun control polls and what the polls say, which the polls say the majority of Americans do not believe that gun control will fix these problems. Why? Because they've seen that gun control in areas of the country where it is extreme gun control, like Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., and in California, have not worked. In fact, they've made things more violent because the criminals realize that there's more sheep to attack. Eric Swalwell, who literally likes to sleep with the enemy, said, forget the gun control polls. We should, quote, tell voters what they need. Sounds a lot like their logic on COVID restrictions, doesn't it? Don't listen to the people. We're dictators and tyrants. The same people that want to take away your livelihood, take away your ability to go to school, your ability to run your own business, the ability to travel, the ability to go to church, the ability to sing. The same people now want to take away your ability to protect and defend yourself from enemies, foreign and domestic. By the way, that is said in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed. Democrats don't care. Again, Eric Swalwell, who sleeps with the enemy, says we should tell voters what they need and not worry about what they tell us in the polls.
Congressman, the Republican messaging operation kicks in and throws out things like armed guards outside schools. Robb Elementary had one. They throw out.
By the way, I love this. Well, we had a security guard that tried to stop the shooter, and so what, would they want to get rid of it? I would argue that you probably need more than one security guard at a school. College campuses, high school campuses, elementary, middle school campuses are big. We probably need more. Most police officers, when they come into a dangerous situation, what do? They call for backup. If we're finding that at this elementary school, one law enforcement officer, one security guard was not enough, I think then you say, maybe we need two. We can afford it. We just sent $400 billion to Ukraine. Oddly enough, the Democrats are all obsessed with to buy and send weapons to Ukraine. Isn't it interesting? The same people that want to ban you in America from having weapons are demanding that your tax dollars be used to send weapons to Ukraine to arm people in Ukraine. But no. In America, they don't want you to be able to protect and defend yourself.
Out the kinds of things that haven't worked, that didn't work yesterday, that didn't save 19 third and fourth graders from losing their lives on the second to last day of the school year. How do you, as Democrats, with 85 to 90% of the public behind your positions, not prevail, not just in the political arguments, but in the legislative process?
By the way, I want you to really think about this argument. You had a idea, this is what they're saying, and that idea is that we should have armed guards. We had one there, and it didn't stop the shooter. Now, another guy came that was armed, by the way, another armed guard, in essence, a Border Patrol agent, and killed the guy. But their logic is, if one person, one time, it doesn't work perfectly, then we should immediately stop doing it. Someone sent me a stupid poem earlier, and this is what it said. I'm going to read it to you, because this is what the left says right now. America is a gun. This is the liberals' response to what just happened. Apparently, I'm going to read this, and I'm supposed to agree with them. You ready for this? America is a gun. England is a cup of tea. France is a wheel of brie. Greece, a shot. Squat, olive tree. America is a gun. Brazil, which, by the way, is way more dangerous than America, is football on the sand. Argentina. Germany. A band. America is a gun. Holland is a wooden shoe. Hungary, a goulash stew. Australia, a kangaroo. America is a gun. Japan is a thermal spring. Scotland is a Highland fling. Oh, better to be anything than America as a gun. That's what liberals are doing right now. That's what they're sitting around. These are the people that want me to take them seriously on talking about our Second Amendment. You know, no one has talked, by the way, about this 19-year-old, this 18-year-old, I should say, that killed, murdered 19 children, two teachers, his grandmother, and wounded several police officers. No one talked about the fact that the system is obviously incredibly screwed up. No one talked about the fact his own family had to call the cops on him multiple times in his life. I want you to think about where you have to be as a parent or a grandparent to say, I can't handle you right now. I have to call the cops on the person that I love the most. We had a system that clearly failed. We had a system that clearly did not act to protect. We had amazing heroes, by the way, that risked their lives. Some of them got shot protecting children yesterday at that school. And what did the president of the United States of America do 24 hours later? Oh, he actually went after the cops. He decided to put in tougher regulations on police. After we witnessed these amazing heroes that went in and took fire from this 18-year-old and then killed this 18-year-old to protect the lives of those innocent children, and 24 hours afterwards, less than 12 hours after the president called for extreme gun control, what did the president do? He decided to come out and really rein in the police officers and show them who's boss. Why anyone would sign up to be a police officer in America today is beyond me, and maybe that's their goal. We had multiple warning signs on this 18-year-old. We had multiple warning signs that he was going to commit heinous crimes. We had multiple warning signs, and multiple times the police came in contact with him. Multiple times. But remember what the Democrats tell you. Forget gun control. We should tell voters what they need.
We stop listening to polls about what we think voters want to hear, and we tell them what is going to protect them. And that's what frustrates me so much, you know, about Democrats is that.
Did you hear that? We stop listening to polls and we tell about what they think they need, and we tell them what they need. You want to know why I will protect and defend my right to bear arms? It's because these are the leaders out there. Eric Swalwell, literally a guy who slept with the enemy, who lied about Donald Trump to overthrow the government, who went through impeachment knowing that what he was trying to impeach the president on was nothing more than framing him. And he comes out and he says, we stop listening to polls about what we think voters want to hear, and we tell them what is going to protect them. Then he says, it frustrates me. And what frustrates me so much about Democrats is that we constantly respond to polls rather than setting an agenda.
You know, we're constantly responding to polls rather than setting an agenda, a freedom agenda, that you should be free to make your own healthcare decisions as a woman, that your kids should be free in their classroom, that you should be able to, you should be free to vote without the fear of violence. We should set the agenda by leaning in and telling voters what they deserve as Americans rather than responding and just chasing whatever the issue of the day is. That actually happens to work. But if you're...
So there it is. There's the Democratic Party for you. We don't listen to you. We tell you. We don't listen to what you tell us. We don't represent you. We dictate to you. It sounds a lot like COVID and the lockdowns. You look at the president and the vice president today. Biden said the Second Amendment is, quote, not absolute. In other words, screw the Constitution. It doesn't matter anymore.
President Harris, before we begin, let me say a few words about what happened in Uvalde, Texas, elementary school. Since I spoke last night, the confirmed death toll has tragically climbed, including another teacher and three more students. Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma. As a nation, I think we all must be there for them, everyone. And we must ask, when in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country? To state the obvious, and Corey and a lot of other people here, I'm sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of what's going on and continues to go on. I spent my career as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and as vice president working for common sense gun reforms, as I said, as a senator and a vice president. While they clearly will not prevent every tragedy, we know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is not absolute.
Second Amendment is not absolute. That is the president of the United States of America who took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America telling you, I'm going to burn it up and I'm going to trample on it and I'm going to rewrite the Constitution, and the Constitution will be Biden's laws. And the Democrats are going along with this. If you want to know why I will never give up my Second Amendment rights, because these are the people that will dictate to you how you can live your life if they get the power to do it, and they're trying to do it right now.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have a president of the United States of America that stands up at the White House and says the day after a shooting that there is no absolutes with the Second Amendment, that the Second Amendment is negotiable, know that that man is not a friend of this country, but an enemy of this country. Know that. This is a man that's trying to destroy the fabric of this country. He stands there with a lapel pin of the American flag, with the American flag behind him. But he tells you the Second Amendment is not absolute. Because he's the president, and the Democratic Party, I guess, believes that they are the president, or they are dictators and tyrants, and since they are in charge of the government, they don't have to abide by the rules. And really, if you look at what they've done as a party, this makes a lot of sense. They don't play by the rules on election day. Why would they play by the rules now? They don't respect the will of the people in this country. They tried to overthrow an election. Forget Donald Trump for a second, okay? Really forget that the election involved Donald Trump, because that politicizes it. Take his name out of it and just talk about this generically. If you have a human being in America that decides that they can overthrow the will of the people in any election, is that an American patriot, or is that a communist who's trying to overthrow the will of the people in a free country? I don't care who's in office. I mean, put Bill Clinton back in office, Barack Obama back in office, Joe Biden in office. If any human being is willing to make up false information, false crimes, frame a sitting president of the United States of America for crimes they did not commit, and try to impeach them from office because they didn't like who the American people voted for, is that person truly an American patriot? Is that person someone that believes in the Constitution? Yes or no? When you don't believe in the Constitution, it's easy to have things like this come out of your mouth.
Second Amendment is not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't own certain kinds of weapons.
By the way, when a cannon a cannon now is a gun. It's interesting. I thought a cannon had a different name for it. Cannon. Apparently, a cannon is now a gun and other types of weapons. What are the other types of weapons, Joe? I want to know this, right? I want to understand this. I hear a lot about this, right? I hear, well, you can't own a cannon. You can't own a nuclear weapon, right? You can't own these things. You think he's ever asked the question, does the Second Amendment place limits on individual ownership of cannons back in the day? Joe Biden says you couldn't buy a cannon when, in fact, the Second Amendment passed. Politico's ruling says false. President Joe Biden announcing new regulations to curb the proliferation of so-called ghost guns, unserialized firearms made from kits, has been fact-checked. He said, the president said this, invoking history to support his stance, not just then, a few weeks ago, but today as well. From the beginning, the Second Amendment didn't say you can own any gun you want, big as you want, Biden said at his press conference. You couldn't buy a cannon when, in fact, the Second Amendment passed. This isn't the first time that Biden made such an assertion about the Second Amendment, or even the Second. During his presidential campaign, he made a similar claim about cannon ownership in the Revolutionary War. Guess what? It's false. But hey, let's just keep saying it, right? In 2021, Biden said the Second Amendment limits the types of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon they could own. That's also false again. The Second Amendment did not place limits on individual ownership of cannons. The text of the amendment is actually brief. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Hear anything about cannons? No. So Joe Biden keeps lying. He keeps lying to you and trying to tell you that the Second Amendment has always had limits, and he has to make up a lie that would involve cannons back in the day when, in fact, it didn't. Let that sink in. Biden's statement is completely false, also called a lie. The research director and the Second Amendment Project director at the Independent Institute said neither in 1791 nor in the preceding centuries was there any American law against owning particular types of arms. Historians have previously told PolitiFact that Biden's mischaracterization of history, of gun regulation, and its ties to the Second Amendment are false. PolitiFact actually asked the White House for a request for comment on why the president keeps lying to the American people about cannons. Quote, while there are a robust regulations dealing with gun ownership today, federal gun regulations came in 1934. Decades after the Second Amendment was introduced into the U.S. Bill of Rights. That regulation did not rely upon the Second Amendment either. And for Biden, apparently the third time's a charm. When he said it today, guess what? PolitiFact has come out and rated it false again. But hey, you don't need to know any of that, right? We'll just keep putting it on national TV. We'll let the president talk about, you know, the Second Amendment is not absolute. There's always been limitations. And then I'll lie to you saying it's about cannons. When cannons, you couldn't have a cannon. That's a lie. You could.
You couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't own certain kinds of weapons.
What other kinds of weapons could you not own? Joe Biden, during the American Revolution, I want to know. Somebody tell me this. This is why I say I will never trust the left on Second Amendment rights issues, because they will lie to get what they want, and then they will silence you because you cannot protect and defend yourself.
It's just always been limitations. But guess what? These actions we've taken...
There wasn't limitations for hundreds of years, folks. He's a liar. He is lying to you. You want to know the real failure here? Let's look at the new details that emerged about the shooter who attacked this Texas elementary school. There are new disturbing details, which really shouldn't be surprising, that have emerged about the 18-year-old male shooter who shot up that school. The suspect, who was quickly killed by a hero, a U.S. Border Patrol agent, who the President of the United States of America 24 hours later demonized police officers in America, holding them accountable, right, for George Floyd. He heard the shots and rushed into the building. Not before the suspect shot dozens of people, including at least 19 children, who ultimately succumbed to their injuries. A familiar portrait of this kid, which matches a lot of the other portraits of mass shooters and young kids. He's an individual who appeared to have previous significant encounters with law enforcement officials. The Washington Post, the liberal newspaper, which reported that the mass murderer was bullied for wearing black eyeliner as a dude and having a lisp, according to family and friends, reported that those close to the suspect said that he had, quote, lashed out violently against peers and strangers recently and over the years. There was a pattern here, folks. If you think this is about the gun, you're stupid. The suspect, a Latino male, reportedly cut up his own face with a knife because he claimed it was fun, according to one of the suspect's former friends. The friend indicated that the suspect drove around with another friend at night on multiple occasions and shot at random people with a BB gun. One of his female classmates said that he posted a video to Instagram a couple of months ago where the cops were there and he called his mom a B and say she wanted to kick him out. He'd be screaming and talking to his mom really aggressively, quote unquote. As he grew older, the shooter had more problems at home, and that became more acute and more apparent to his neighbors, the Washington Post reports. A neighbor described seeing police at the house and witnessing blow-ups between the suspect and his mother. The female classmate said that she could recall at least five times, five times that the suspect had fistfights with peers in middle school and junior high. There was a pattern here with this guy. There was a pattern here of out-of-control behavior, of evil in this kid's life. And guess what? We're also being told he wasn't apparently raised by parents. He was raised by violent video games, where he'd spend hours and hours and hours a day desensitizing his mind. What do you bet there was some serious issues within the household? What do you bet there was some serious issues with probably a broken home? The suspect, quote, had chaotic relationships, including one friendship that quickly ended because he started talking about the friend killing people as a Marine. But don't worry, never let a crisis go to waste, my friends. Joe Biden and the Democrats have seized on the tragedy, and many are now calling for new gun control laws before they even knew which guns were used. Other Democrats use it as a moment to attack Republicans and fundraise. Who cares if the shooting happened in a small town with just 16,000 people in the population? Beto O'Rourke shows up and says, I'm going to stick it to the governor who I'm running against, make a political moment here and raise money and dance on the graves of the children so I can pursue my political career. Governor Greg Abbott said Texans across the state are grieving for the victims of this senseless act of violence. Beto O'Rourke shows up and says, I'm going to make it political as I can get. CNN, don't worry, they're getting in on the action. Allison Camerato and Victor Blackwell blasted Abbott's press conference following the school shooting, saying it was, quote, very scant on solutions. Well, when you're trying to give out information at the first major press conference that you've been able to have since this tragedy happens, maybe you're not going to make a bunch of political statements. Maybe you're just trying to connect dots and love the community for which you live in. I want to just step back for a moment.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruze, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I want you to just look at this tragedy and how quickly this tragedy got seized upon by the left to advocate and push for the total annihilation of the laws of this country and to totally get rid of what we believe in as a nation and what our founding fathers did as a nation. I want you to look at what they have decided to do. They are fundraising off this immediately. They are attacking the police just 24 hours after this tragedy happened, after the heroes that were police and law enforcement ran into that school to save lives. They've decided this is the time to go after them and to attack them, as the president has decided to do it. The media has gone after and said, well, these Republicans don't have any solutions. As the president says, the Second Amendment is not absolute. The president attacks the police and said, quote, I promise the Floyd family, George's name is not just going to be a hashtag. Said black Americans wake up knowing they could lose their lives jogging. Vice President Harris said we must have the courage to stand up to the gun lobby and pass, quote, reasonable gun safety laws. Marco Rubio told CNN if people want to ban specific guns, they should propose that, but it won't prevent these shootings. Michael Moore, the guy who made millions, made himself famous off of guns in this country, said it's time to repeal the Second Amendment, and we need a moratorium on gun sales. And they put this crap on TV today. It's time to repeal the Second Amendment so you and I can't even own a gun. This is a socialist saying this.
I think that we need some really drastic action here. We need a moratorium, perhaps, on gun sales. Who will say on this network or any other network in the next few days, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment? Oh, you can't say that. Well, why not? Why not? I truly believe if Jefferson and Washington and Madison, if they all knew that the bullet would be invented some 50 years after our revolution, I don't know if they would have written it that way. They didn't even know what a bullet was.
He goes on to say they didn't even know what a bullet was. All that a lie, none of it true. But now on national TV, you have Democrats saying it's time to abolish the Second Amendment. It's time to repeal the Second Amendment, and we need a moratorium on gun sales so no one can go out there and no one can buy a gun. Never let a crisis go to waste. These people do not believe in what America is, and they are going to use every opportunity they can to totally destroy and change this country. You've been warned, and now they're saying it out loud. Michael Moore is saying it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. The Vice President of the United States of America put it a little bit more eloquently, and the President of the United States of America said it this way, well, the Second Amendment's never been absolute. That's what they're going for, folks. They want to make it where you can't protect and defend yourself, your family, and they're going to use these types of opportunities, just like Beto O'Rourke did, to show up at a press conference and raise money and take away your rights. You think they care about these kids or these teachers or the law enforcement officers or the grandmother? No, they do not. And if they did, they wouldn't be acting this way. Do not forget to pray for the children, the parents, and the community of Uvalde, Texas, as the Democrats use as an opportunity to take away our rights. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.